Thought Idea Terry Magister, Chof Hei Tammuz Tafshin Pei Beis, Rav Yisroel Friedman.
So 3 weeks, and when it comes to the time of the 3 weeks, that's the time when we should be mizboinen a bit on the avoidus hakarbunus. And that's why I thought it was a dover be'itoi to speak about the korban tumid and how today tefillah is in the place of the karbunus. The Gemara in Masechtas Brachos in the Chovov Mebeis tells us as follows. Itma, Rabbi Shia ben Levi Oma, Tefillos Keneged Tamidim Tiknim. As our tefillos, Chazal have instituted Keneged instead of the Hakrovus Korban Tomid. Tells us the Gemara, Tanya Kavusid Rabbi Shia ben Levi, why can you only daven shachas until chatzos? Shaharei tumid shoshacha kurev v'hoylech ad chatzos. Because tefillah is connected to midim, the korban tumid is only until chatzos. So we understand tefillah shachas is only until chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no, ad arba shuas. It's only ad arba shuas. Shai tumid shachas kurev v'hoylech ad arba shuas. Why can you only daven mincha until the erev, for nacht? From this Gemara, we see that Chazal instituted our tefillos keneged bimkoim the hakrovus korban tumid. The Gemara in Masechtas Tanis in Daf Chof Zayin on the base tells us that Avraham Avinu B'shas Brisbane Absurim asked the Rabbi Nishloilim, Tinach Bizman Shabes Hamikdish Kayim. All well and good in the time when we have a Beis Hamikdish, Yidin brought Karbonus, they had a Kapura. Obe Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdish Kayim Mata Hayaleim. What's going to be when there is no Beis Hamikdish? What are they going to do? How are Yidin going to have a Kapura? Omaloi, said the Rabbi Nishloilam, Tkavati Kanti Lohem Seda Karbunus. I've instituted for Kalal Yisrael Seda Karbunus. They can't be Makar of the Karbunus, but they can say the Karbunus. Bizman Shekoirim Behem Lefunai, when Yidin will read, will say the parshas hakabunos, mala ani aleim keili hikrivim lefunai. Amoy de kalushin. Tells us Chazal that when Yidden every morning they say the parshas hakabunos, the Rabbi Shem says, I regard it as if Kalal Yisrael have brought those karbunos, v'ani moich lehem al kol avoy noisayim, and I'm moich Kalal Yisrael on all their Averis. And this is what we say every morning, the Parshas HaKabunas, before Psika de Zimra. Because by saying it, says Rabbi Nishrum, this is Bimkoim the Karbunas, and by saying it, it's as if we have brought the Karbunas, Vanimoich Lehem Al Kol Avoinoisayim. Occurred to me the following question, and I haven't seen.
So, first of all, why don't we have Minchim the time they brought the Korbanos and Ben Arbaim? And I also said, no, why by Ashkenazi we don't say Korbanos before Minchim?
That's a good question. That's a whole, perhaps we'll get to that. I don't know. It's a different topic. But it occurred to me the following question. If the reason why we are saying Parshas HaKabunas every morning is, says Rabbi Nishloilam, there's Mamagulis when there's no Kabunas. So therefore, by saying the Kabunas, that's Ke'ili, we brought the Kabunas Vani Moichalem Akolavo in the Seyem. So why do we need both to daven and to say Parshas HaKabunas? Surely, one of the two should be good enough. Memunavshech, if by saying the Parshas HaKarbonos, the Reboishim, I consider as if we have brought all the Karbonos, and Ani Moichel and Kol Mesayim, so our Tefillah Shachris should consist every morning saying Parshas HaKarbonos. So why does the Gemara in Bruchas tell us that Tefillos Keneged Temidim Tiknim? Our Shmoyne Ezra is Keneged Temidim, is Keneged the Korban Tumid. Why did Chazal feel that we have to also daven Shmoyne Ezra Keneged Temidim? We don't need to do that. We've already said the Parshas HaKarbonos. And the Parshas HaKarbonos tells us the Gemara in Masechtas Tanis that says Rabbi Shem Male Ani Aleim Ki Ili Hikrivim Lefunai Vani Moichlam Akolav in the same. So why do we need to have both? And do we need to have both? Perhaps it's just good enough Parshas HaKarbonos, or perhaps it's just good enough to say Shemoneh Esrei. We see here something which needs a bit of explanation. I have not seen anybody ask this question, but I will attempt to try and answer it. So, if we open our Siddurim, we are all well aware that before Pesika de Zimra, there are many pages of Karbonos, and we see some people are very medactic to say all, and other people seem just to, whatever, to sacrifice it. As they say, if you come late to davening, the first thing that gets sacrificed is the Amis HaKarbonos. So, do you have to say it, or do you not have to say the Parshas HaKarbonos? So the Machaber in Siman Aleph makes it very clear that it's a duva toiv to say Parshas HaKarbonos. And from the Lushna Machaber would appear that it's a minig and it's a duva toiv. However, Parshas HaTomid, explain the Poskim, that could be is a chiyuv, because in Siman Mem Ches the Ramu comes along and it mentions Oimrim Parshas HaTomid, and in Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Mem Ches writes very clearly Nohagi Kol Yisrael V'kuvi Choyva Al Atzmam Likrois Parshas HaTomid B'chol Yoim. Parshas HaTomid is not just merely a minig like the other Parshas. Parshas HaTomid, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is Kuvi Choyva. The Shivule HaLeket, one of the Rishonim, writes the following words: Kusiv Rebin Yomin Achi, my brother Rebin Yomin wrote, Shekriyas Parshas HaTomid Choyva, that to say Parshas HaTomid is a Choyv. Teide Lechoshi Kein, I will prove to you, says the Rebin Yomin, the brother Shivule HaLeket, that it is a Choyva. Shaharei ein maskirim Parshas Tumid betfila. We never mention the psikim of Parshas HaTumid in Shmoyne Esra. Kemoi shemaskirim psikei hamisufim betfilas misif. Asks the Shibul Aleke b'shem his brother Gevaldi Gekasha. We know every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, in Tfilas Misif, part of our Tfilas Misif is to mention the psikim of the Misif Hayoim. So why is it that in Shmoyne Esra every day we are not mentioning the psikim of the Korban Tumid in Shmoyne Esra like we do with the Korban Misif? So zuk the Shibul HaLeket. The reason is because the Kadmoinei Nizal in Higi La'omrei B'chol Yoim Koidim Sheyaschel Bezmiris. Really, we should be mentioning it in Shmoyne Esra. The reason why we don't is because we have already said it before Pesika de Zimra. So, we learn out from the Shibul HaLeket two important Yesoidas. Number one, he says clearly that Sei Parshas HaTomid is a Choyva. And number two, that really we've got a Chiyuv to say it in Shmoyne Esra. And the whole reason why we don't say it in Shmoyne Esra is only because we have already said it before Pesika de Zimra. So therefore, somebody's not saying it before Pesika de Zimra, the Chori, he should be saying it in Shmoyne Esra. We see how Chumah this is. But again, we need to understand why. Why are we not saying the Pesikim of the Parshas HaTomid in Shmoneh Esrei. The Shmuel Aleker just tells us, we're not saying it because the Kadmoinim instituted that we have to say it already before Psikat Zimra. But Hogiza Kasha, why did they? We should be saying it in Shmoneh Esrei. The Noidi Behida in Shivas was also asked the very same question. Somebody asked him this question. Answers the Noidi Behida, the truth is, I shouldn't really be answering your question. Really, I shouldn't answer you. Who is the person who can possibly come along and understand why did Anshei Knesset HaGedolah decide yes to institute something, no to institute? We can't really give reasons. This is the correct reason. So says the Noidi Behida, first of all, a disclaimer. Really, I'm not on the Madrega. There is no one on the Madrega to answer this question. But nevertheless, Afal Pikein, Al Pi Peshitom Shel Devorim, what it would appear to me to be the Pushit reason is as follows. We know, says the Noidi Behida, if a person wants to, he's allowed to daven every day as many Shmoneh Esreis as he wants. Halavai shispalel udom kol hayoyim. So a person suddenly after davening shachris, he remembers, oi, I forgot, I needed to daven about a particular inyan. Really, he's entitled to daven at tefillas neduva. And if he afterwards remembers something else, he can daven another one and another one. Today we don't do that because halavai we should be mechaven properly on the three tefillas. But in theory, a person is entitled to daven as many Shmoneh Esreis as he wants. Says the Noidi Behida, if we were to say the psikim of the Korban Tumid in Shmoneh Esreis, we would not be allowed to repeat the Shmoneh Esreis. Because since this tefillah would be mamash azoivi the Korban Tumid, and the Korban Tumid you're only allowed to bring one in the morning and one in the afternoon, so therefore we wouldn't be able to repeat the Shmoneh Esreis. And Chazal wanted that person should be able, if he feels so, to repeat the Shmoneh Esreis. And that's why Chazal did not put the Anshei Knesset Gedolah in the Shmoneh Esreis, the psikim of the Korban Tumid. And that yisod is written in Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar. Explains there, Rabbeinu Yoina, that this is the reason why if you forgot to daven Tfilas HaMisif, there's no tashlimim for Tfilas HaMisif. Ma'ashein kein for Shachas Min Chamarif, there is. Explains Rabbeinu Yoina. The reason is as follows: the Tfilas Shmoneh Esreis he rachamim, which is rachamim, it's got tashlimim because there's no zman when you can't be mispalo Tfilas rachamim. Avot Tfilas misef she'ena ela shvach kiven she'ova hazman ein lo tashlimim. So Rabbeinu Yoina, teida, I'll prove it to you. Sharei uni royim shapsikim shel tumid shel shachar ein uni maskirim betfila. We don't mention the psikim of the tumid in our davening. Why? Because it's rachmim. And if there would be korban, the karbunas, the psikim, the karbunas mentioned, it wouldn't be rachmim, it would be shvach. So this is the reason of the Noidi Behida. I would like to give a different reason. Although the Noidi Behida said, Mihi zeh ve'ei zehi, but perhaps one could add on an additional reason. And with this, to explain our original kasha, why is it not good enough just to say either Shmoneh Esreis or the Korbanos HaPsikim? Why do we need both? Some people make a mistake and they think that what we daven nowadays and our tefillahs is keneged to midim tiknim is the pshat is after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash Chazal were mesaken for us to daven. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash Yidin didn't use to daven because we had the karbunas. The tefillahs are only a substitute for the karbunas. That's what some people think, but it's a big mistake. Why is it a mistake? Because you see, The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, the first page, writes, Mitzvos aseh lehispalel b'chol yoim, shenema va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. One of the Tariag mitzvahs, says the Rambam, is a person got a chiv to daven every day. If this is one of the mitzvahs ha-toira, this isn't something which Chazal instituted after the time of the Chom Beis HaMikdash. There was a mitzvah to daven even the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a beferish gemara in Masechet Sikha in Daf Nin Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya Omer Rav Yishi ben Chananya, Kishahoyini Sameichem B'Simchas Beis HaShoyeva Loiroini Shina Be'eneini. The Gemur describes, famous Gemurah, how the Yidin was so preoccupied Sikhas in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. There was no time to sleep, says the Gemurah. Ketzad Shur Shoyna, the first hour Tumah Shel Shachar Mishom Letfila. After the Tumah Shel Shachar, they went to davening. Mishom, after they finished davening, Korban Misef. Mishom Letfilas HaMisofim, they davened Tfilas Misef. Mishom LeBeis HaMedrash, they went to the Beis HaMedrash. Mishom LaAchil V'Shasiyah, they went to eat and to drink. Mishom letfilas hamincha, then they daven mincha. Mishom letumet shobein abay, mikam veilech lesimchas beis hashoyeva. We see clearly from the Lushan HaGemura that the Gemura says clearly in the time of the Beis HaMikdash they were davening shachris, misif, and mincha. We see clearly that tefillas didn't start in the time of the after the Chom Beis HaMikdash. So besides bringing karbunas, they needed to daven. And the question is, why? Rabbeinu Yoina, in the beginning of Masechtas Ovis, on the Mishnah, Al Shloisha Dvurim, Ha'oilim Oimet, Al HaToyre, Val HaVoide, Val Gminis Chasudim, explains the Moedik Yisod as follows. Every day when we start Shemin Esra, we preface it with the Pusik, Hashem Sefusai Tiftach, Ifi Yagid Tehilosechel. This is a pusik in Tehillim in Perek Ninalef. When Nusan Hanovi came to David HaMelech and gave him Techucha about the Maaseh of Bas Sheva. That's where it's written. David HaMelech asked Hashem, please, Hashem Sfusai Tiftach, Ifi Yagid Tehilosechel. Kaizum David HaMelech, Ki Loisach Poit Zevach. Rabbi Shem, you don't desire karbunas, v'atein that I should give to you. Oyla loisitza, it won't be lerutzen if I bring a karbun oyla. Therefore, please Hashem, sefusa tiftach, open my mouth, fi yagit silosech. Says Rabbeinu Yoina there as follows. This that a person can bring a karbun to the Beis HaMikdash, a karbun chatos, is only when a person did an aveira, b'shoigeg. A person, let's say, was Machal Shabbos b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban chatos. What happens if a person brought, it was a chas v'shul Machal Shabbos b'mezid? He brings no korbanos. For an aveira b'mezid, there is no korban you can bring. Nosan Anovi came here to David HaMelech and told David HaMelech of about the story of Bathsheba. Says David HaMelech, Hashem sefusai tiftach, please Hashem open my lips, ifi yagid silusecho. She David HaMelech umapusik zeh chatos v'sheva shahoya b'mezid, which was an aveira b'mezid, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Ve'eim avim karbunas al hazadoinas. And you can't bring a korban for an aveira b'mezid. V'al zeh umar, says David HaMelech, please Hashem accept my tefillah, ki lois sach boit zevach, because you don't want karbunas for an aveira b'mezid. V'teina oyle loisitza. Shema yisa yuchel lehovi korban lechapeli hayisa mevio. If I could bring a korban to atone for this aveira, I would bring it, but I can't. V'achshuv she'eini yuchel. Now that I can't, is oy b'zoy tiftach sefusai ifi yagid sehilu secho. V'sekabel hatfilah b'mukim korban, and accept my tefillah in the place of the karbunas. V'sechapeli al chatusi, and please Hashem, forgive me for my averus. Finishes off Rabbeinu Yoina. V'gam anachni, also us. She'ein luni korban, she'chapeluni al azodoynus v'al hashugugos. We don't have karbunas to be mechapa for our averus. Hashem sefusai tiftach is a kavod filoseini b'mukim hakabunas. The Netziv has got a perish on Shir Hashirim, and in Shir Hashirim there in Perik Aleph Pusik Ches, he writes a moediki yisod, which is to many people a big chiddush. We regard that today that we haven't got a Beis Hamikdash, there are no kabunas, so we are lacking the spitz, the highest, holiest madrega of avodas Hashem, is bringing karbunas. And although we're davening, or ba'avada, we understand, davening isn't on the same level. You can't compare davening to bringing a korban. That's the highest level. Writes in the Tziv, just the opposite. The highest level of avodas Hashem is davening to Hashem, and not karbunas. And even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they used to bring karbunos, writes in the Tziv, Iker tachlis hakorban, the main reason for bringing a korban, she'oyle lerutzon lemakrivoy, he shetishma v'tiskabel tfilusoy ba'oysosho. A person had a tefillah, and he was worried he wasn't worthy of Rabbein Shem accepting his tefillah. So what would a person do? He would bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. And when he brought a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, through that he hoped to create a eis rutzoin, that now when he davens, the Rabbein Shem is going to answer his tefillah. V'gam ha-makrivim ha-rishonim, and even the original people who brought karbunas, kayim v'hevel, the reason why they brought a korban wasn't because the korban was the end in itself, rather that the tefillah should be accepted. Says the Netziv, this is what's written in the Torah, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el min chusoy. Rabbi Shem listened to Hevel and to his korban. What's the dabolution? Explains the Netziv, Pshat is Vayishma Hashem el Hevel el Tfilusoy. The Rabbi Shem listened to the tefillah of Hevel because he brought a korban. V'chein b'shas hakruvus hatamidim, and similarly, when Klal Yisrael brought every day the korban tumid, ho yozer the tefillas anshei hamamid shel Yisrael. We saw they used to daven tefillah shachas every day, so the korban tumid was there to be a bimkoim, to make an eis rutzon that the tefillah should be accepted. V'chein kol yochi k'shoyeroitzesh shetekibul tefilusoy hoyemakriv korban emispalel ulov. A new insight from the Netziv, that the karbunas themselves are only there to create, that a person should be able to daven, the Rabbi Shem should be happy with him and accept his tefillah. And as I state in the Siddur from the Shlo HaKudosh on Parshas HaTomid, quotes the same Yisod in the name of the Ramak, Rav Moshe HaKodavira. V'hinei la'yichet ha'gudul she'udam oise b'tfilusoy. When a person davens, he creates moedike aliyas in the Oilumus HaYoinim. And in order for this to happen, Surich Tahara Gedoyle Ma'avoy Noisov, a person has to be on a very high level. V'lachein higdimi l'chol inyan ha'kabunois. This is why there's the inyan of the karbunas beforehand. I don't know if he's referring to hakruvas hakabunas, or that what we say today, the karbunas. Kidei shita ha'udam atzmoy behem. Through the karbunas, through the amiris hakabunas, a person's metah himself. V'achakach ikunas lavoid avoidusoy. And with that, he can now go and daven Shmoyne Esra. So with this now, we come back to our original question. The question was, why do we need to say both the Parshas HaKarbonos and Shemoneh Esrei? Surely it should be enough either just to say Parshas HaKarbonos or to say just Shemoneh Esrei. But why do we need to do both? And the answer is as follows. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash as well, a person was oiven avera b'mezid, zuk rabbeinu yoina, it wouldn't help in the Parshas bringing a korban. A korban is only for shoigig, not for mezid. So a person, however, still needed to bring a korban as an adova to make an ace rutsoin that now he should be able to daven to Hashem. So if we understand that bringing the karbunas in the time of the Beis HaMikdash itself would only work to be mechapa and avera b'shoigig, is avada daya ilove minadin yes kenidin, that when we say the Parshas HaKarbonos today, the Parshas HaKarbonos is only mechapa on avera b'shoigig. It can't be mechapa on avera b'mezid. So a person was oven avera b'mezid, where does he get his kapura from? He has to say, Slachluni avini ki chatuni, machaluni makeni ki foshuni. Zugna foshim, as chet is a shoigig, a pesha is bemezid. In our Shemoneh Esrei, that's where we ask, please Hashem, be moichalas for the averus which we did bemezid. You want to ask for kapura bemezid? You need to be on the Madrega, the Boishim should accept your tefillah. So that's why we say the Parshas HaKarbonos beforehand. Because just like in time of HaMikdash, the Parshas HaKarbonos created the Yisrutzen that after we should be able to daven. So similarly, Bizman Azeh, when we say the Parshas HaKarbonos, that creates the Yisrutzen that through that afterwards we should be able to daven. The Netziv writes in his Perish HaMekdover, last week's Parsha, Parshas Pinchas, a Gewaltig Yesod as well. Saying the Parshas HaKarbonos is a skiller for Panusa. Many people like, they want to know, oh, is skillers for Panusa. They're looking for skillers for Panusa. Writes the Netziv as follows. Moshe Rabbeini, before he was Nifter, said, Rabbi Shem, please appoint a Naya, Manig, and Klal Yisro. Klal Yisrael shouldn't be katsoin asher ein lohem roye. What was Moshe Rabbeini referring to? Says Netziv, he wasn't referring to a manik take them out into battle, because then he should have said that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be ka'am she'ein lohem manik. But if he said katsoin asher ein lohem roye, he said the job of the shepherd is to lead the sheep to the pasture where they can graze. You got sheep and there's no farmer, there's no shepherd, so no one's going to take them where to eat. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, please Rabbeinu Shloilem, don't leave Klal Yisrael without Panusa. And he explains in that Siv, we know Chazal tell us, the Be'er was Bischis Miriam, the Anani HaKovet was Bischis Anakoyen, and the Mom was Bischis Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam was Nifta, the Be'er went away. Anna Koyim was Nifter, then Anna Kovid went away. Moshe Rabbeinu realized he's about to be Nifter, and when he's going to be Nifter, the mom's going to stop. He asked, please, Rabbi Shem, don't leave Klal Yisrael, katsoin asha'en and roya, like sheep who got nowhere to pasture without Panusa. The next Pasha, straight after that, is Pasha's Hatomid. It says, Rabbi Shloilem, Savas B'nei Fumathlem, is Korboni. Lachmi le'ishai. There should be makriv the korban tomid. Says in it, says, this is the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question. The Gemara in Ksibah says in Daf Yidam Abbas, was last Shabbos, Daf Yoimi, two Shabbos ago, says the Gemara that the Mizbeach stands for a few different names. Omer Ebeluza, Mizbeach is Meziach, Mezin, Mechavav, Mechapa. The word Mizbeach means that the Mizbeach is Meziach, takes away all Gezeiros Ruos. Mezin, it gives Panusa. Mechavav, it brings Klausel close to Hashem. Mechape on Averis. Says Rashi, why is the Mizbeach Mezin? B'schis ha-karbunas ha-oilem nizoin. Through bringing karbunas, that's what brings shefa to the world. Sha-ha-karbunas bu'im min ha-muzoin v'gorimim lo'i brucha. Explains the mashu, which korban are Chazal referring to? Mezin he ha-karbun tumid. This is the karbun tumid. Shenem aboy, as it's written, es korbani lachmi. Says Rabbi Shem, this is my lechem. Zuk the mashul v'chile lechem sheluni hitzurich. Does Rabbi Shem need that we should give him bread? That's not the pshat, says the mashul. Avel hi lechem imuzoin sheluni. What the Gemara means, what the Pusik means, is korbani lachmi, that through by us bringing the korban tumid, this is the way how the Rabbi Shem is mashpia lechem panusa to Klal Yisroel. Says the Netziv, this was the answer of Moshe, of the Rabbi Shem to Moshe Rabbeini. Moshe Rabbeini said, please Rabbi Shem, don't leave Klal Yisroel katsoin asha'enem roya, like sheep without pasture, without food, without panusa. Said Rabbi Shem, es korbani lachmi le'ishoi. If Klal Yisroel bring the korban tumid, and Bismama said, if Klal Yisroel say the korban tumid, through that is mashpia, shefa, and panusa to Klal Yisroel, omen ken yirutzoi. Amen.